God's word is powerful, and it does not return to him void, but rather, as we hear in Isaiah, it achieves the end for which it is sent. God's word is grounded in the truth, for God is always truthful. God's word is a word of grace. God's word reveals to us what is good and what is bad, and it leads us to heaven. God sows his grace, his blessings, generously and abundantly, and it bears fruit in all who listen and submit in obedience. The seed sown on the path is the one who hears the word of God without understanding it, and the evil one comes and steals it away. This teaching, I think, addresses our increasingly secular society. By secular, I mean worldly, non-spiritual, materialistic. While you might say our society is very advanced in terms of its knowledge of many things, such as science and its use of technology, many in our society have very little understanding of the language of the Spirit. We don't understand the things of the kingdom of God. Many people who may be very educated in other areas of life simply don't understand even basic Christian teaching. Many people today are, so to speak, tone deaf to things of the Spirit. Now, understanding is not everything, but it is necessary if we are going to be committed disciples of Jesus Christ. If we want to get to heaven, we must submit in faith and obedience to the Word of God. Do we choose to accept the Word of man over the Word of God? Do we promote, for example, as marriage, what is, according to the Word of God, not marriage? Does not the Word of God say, male and female, he created them? Be fruitful and multiply? My friends, according to the Word of God, marriage is only between one man and one woman. If we want to advance the kingdom of God, if we want to live in the kingdom of God, we must submit in faith and obedience to the Word of God. If we desire to be disciples, we need to understand this Word of God. So how do we get that understanding? We need to read and pray from the Bible, which is the Word of God, which contains the Word of God. You could, for example, read a good Bible commentary to help you with this, such as the Ignatius Catholic Study Bible. You could attend a Bible study. You could read the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Read the lives of the saints. Now, maybe you're not much of a reader. Then go to formed.org on the web and watch good Catholic content, such as the Catholicism series by Bishop Robert Barron or the Symbolon series by the Augustine Institute. I believe that every one of us here today would greatly benefit from doing these things. Imagine what our church would be like if all of us really understood the faith. Become educated in the faith. You have the opportunity, you have the means, because that is the way that the Word of God will take root in you. Then we hear that the seed sown on rocky ground is the one who hears the word and receives it at once with joy, but he has no root, and it lasts only for a time. This, again, is a very common situation. Many people today who are listening to the word will take it in, but they don't make it the foundation of their lives. We listen, but we don't act. They go on with the initial excitement of discovering the spiritual world, but they don't allow the spiritual truth to reach all the way down. We must allow the word to take deep root within us. The word of God must affect, must guide our mind, our heart, our will, our relationships, our private life, our public life, everything. What happens to the person, Jesus says, is that tribulation comes along and the spiritual dimension is wiped away. Another image Jesus uses in Scripture to describe this reality is the person who builds his spiritual house on the sand. The wind comes, the storm comes, and the house is destroyed. The Word of God must reach down to the depths of your soul to withstand the storms that inevitably come. Then Jesus says the seed sown among thorns is the one who hears the word, but then worldly anxiety and the attraction of riches choke the word and it bears no fruit. Are you perhaps such a person who has heard the word of God, but you have allowed yourself to be preoccupied with worldly anxiety? Because after all, there are so many things to be worried about in this life. Have you heard the word of God, but failed to trust, failed to respond in faith and obedience? All of the concerns of this world eventually pass away, but the word of God lasts forever. That is where we should place our hope. That is where we should focus our attention, on the word of God. My friends, God is sowing his word generously and abundantly, and we have to listen, to understand, and submit in obedience.